Welcome to Day 8 of Break Free. Today we go even deeper into somatic awakening, the practice, by inviting in the alchemical shifts which are possible when the parts and contractions begin to trust that your higher self and the divine are truly there for it. There are a few reminders before we begin. You are again invited to deeply connect into the three awarenesses of the present moment, feeling, sensing, and intuiting your way into and through this entire process. This will greatly help decrease any hyperlinear thoughts or stories that come in, and when they do, can actually decrease the effectiveness of the practice. You're also invited to accept and to not judge, not only the part and what's happening for it, but also whatever you are experiencing. Your experience is completely and authentically yours, and know that there is no wrong way of doing this. So with that said, let us begin. Go ahead and begin by sitting in a nice, comfortable seated position, closing your eyes, dropping into your body with your breath, nice, full, deep belly breaths in and out. And as you drop more fully into your body with your breath, just saying hello to your authentic experience in your body in this moment. Just connecting to and noticing your body. Allowing in a deep sense of relaxation and presence. Now taking another deep breath in and out, and on that next exhale, feel that you're dropping your awareness down to the base of your spine. And on that following exhale, notice now that you're dropping your grounding cord down into the earth. Because you've done this a few times before, just notice how easy and graceful this process is. Now that you've practiced it a few times, just noticing your grounding cord flowing down more and more in and through all the different layers of the earth, feeling yourself moving all the way down, making direct contact now into the heart womb sanctuary of the earth and the very center of the core. Just taking a moment to say hello to Mother Earth and the powerful energy and realignment that she's offering you in this moment. Feeling with this, the natural flow and vibration of grounding that's helping you to recalibrate at your highest alignment in this moment. Some deep breaths in and out, and just receiving this now. And on your next inhale, just feel that your awareness is now beginning to rise back up, rising up your grounding cord, inviting earth energy to come with you. As you now flow upward, making your way all the way back up to your earth star chakra, 12 inches below the feet. Just feeling this earth energy filling this area, the base and the pedestal, powerfully anchoring you in just the right and perfect way to the earth. Now, as this energy overflows here, just making your way all the way back up into your body, into your feet, calves, and thighs, inviting the earth energy up in just the right and perfect way. And now bring your awareness all the way to the base of your spine, up your spine, all the way up the back of your neck to the top of your head, and now connecting with your eighth chakra, 16 inches above your head. Again, just relaxing back here, making present time contact with your higher self. Really feeling, sensing your higher self moving into full contact with you here as you connect to the powerful healing and loving energy that is here, part of the higher self and connected to the divine. From this vantage point, sensing the conduit that your higher self is connected to with the divine, and the powerful, healing, loving, and transformative energy that's here that naturally flows through it, which helps you heal, evolve, and become free. Just noticing what you're noticing without judgment as you call in your higher self witness consciousness. Whether it's a simple spiritual awareness or it feels like a big connection and alignment, just allowing it to be without forcing it to be otherwise. And as you come into a deeper awareness of the witness consciousness here, you're invited to drop it now to the space right above your head. Take a moment to connect and align with the three awarenesses of the present moment, sensing, feeling, and intuiting, and knowing that these three awarenesses will help you. So if the mind gets involved, it may lead you astray, that you can easily say thank you to the mind and then come back to the three awarenesses of sensing, feeling, and intuiting. And now, go ahead and drop your higher self witness consciousness down completely into your body, asking the wisdom of your somatic body now to take your witness consciousness to the place that most needs your attention right now. Noticing where your higher witness consciousness is being magnetized to, and what area of your body or energy body is most calling for your attention. And as you become aware of what's here, notice that your higher self witness consciousness is naturally coming into contact with the part or contraction in your being that is most calling for help right now. And as your higher self witness comes into contact with this part, just notice what's here, what you feel, sense, and intuit. As you make this initial connection, just notice that your higher self witness naturally moves into alignment with the right and perfect distance. So if this part wants you to come close, it naturally is coming close, or perhaps it needs some more space, and the witness is backing off a bit. So just feeling the right and perfect distance dropping in right now. Noticing what's here even more. Perhaps you notice a specific energy or emotion or a protection. Again, without forcing or pushing anything. And just feeling the powerful presence of your higher self, witness consciousness, just emanating to this part, fully accepting it right here in this moment. And just notice that your witness consciousness has the ability to deeply listen on all levels, whether it's verbally or non-verbally. And in this process, this part realizes that it's being seen, that it's being perceived. And it's a loving, unconditional, fully accepted way. Notice whatever natural response this part may have to realizing it's being seen and perceived and loved at this level. Again, giving it full permission to have any authentic response that it's having. One of the most common things that happens at this point is that our awareness is drawn into what's here inside of the part. So if you feel that you are being drawn into what's actually here and feeling the part, the contraction, know this is natural and normal. And it's also very important to know that if it becomes too intense at any time, that you need to shift back into the higher self witness consciousness. That this oscillation is very important because it helps the part feel seen, and it also helps you stay within your capacity. It's allowing whatever is happening to happen organically. Just continuing to notice what's here, what's showing up. What is the part ready to show you? at any time it feels perhaps too big and overwhelming, and you're in your higher self witness consciousness, know that you can also call in more spaciousness, so that the part, the contraction, actually becomes more spacious, less dense. It can grow as big as it needs to get, so you have capacity to be with it. But know that whatever's happening, that your higher self witness consciousness continues to fully show up in this place of powerful presence, deep compassion, neutral curiosity, so that this part feels safe enough to be able to show you what's next in its own right and perfect timing. No forcing. So just notice this natural, organic unfolding as you drop in deeper and deeper in connection and relationship to the part. Just noticing that the higher self witness consciousness is continually inviting, in this loving, non-forceful way, the part to show you whatever it's ready to show you. Whatever is here that needs your attention, what needs healing. And as it's ready, if it's willing and feels safe enough, this part is invited to show you the deepest need that it's ready to show you. The place that most needs healing, that's ready to receive this healing right now. And notice that as this part shows you this deep need, the desire for whatever that is, maybe it's more love, more care, a deeper sense of worthiness, whatever that is, that need automatically activates your higher self energy and the conduit of divinity to bring in right now this specific energy, love, care, compassion, whatever is needed, to bring it in right now, because the divine most deeply wants to give it what it wants. This is how the divine works. It wants us to heal, to love us. And right now, this part has direct access to this healing energy. So you're invited to open now, to feel, sense, and allow the river of whatever this part most longs for to be fully present right now. And receive what it most deeply longs for. Just noticing how this part responds to receiving this deep healing energy. It can have many different types of responses. Perhaps there's more grief that arises, or exhilaration, or maybe it's exhausted from holding onto this energy for so long, or maybe something else. But noticing that as this energy makes contact, that there's a shift. Perhaps energy that it's been holding on to for so long, connected to old hurts or trauma, is dissipating, dissolving. And just seeing your higher self witness consciousness fully here, helping this part recalibrate, to shift, to dissolve, to come back home, to a place of peace, safety. Taking a few more deep breaths in and out. Because we're so deep here, in a moment we're going to complete, but if you need more time, please feel free to stop this recording and come back as you're ready. But for those of you who are ready to complete, go ahead, take a few deep breaths in and out. And just knowing that this healing will continue in the right and perfect timing, and with ease and grace. Just knowing this is so. And as you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Just noticing your surroundings. And welcome to this next level of healing and freedom. So thank you for joining this meditation today. We have two more days of break free, and you are almost at the finish line. And there's still a lot more coming. So I look forward to continuing on with you tomorrow and sending you on through your day with much love and many blessings.